This is Artist Stories, a podcast that centers experiences of artists whose lives have left a lasting impact on Southern Arizona. I'm Jenny Sanchez.
And I'm Amy Robles. And today we welcome Julio Morales, artist, curator, and executive director of Mocha Tucson. Thank you so much for joining us.
Of course. Thank you for inviting me. I'm excited to be here with you.
I would love to jump into a discussion about your work as an artist. I have to let you know that my first encounter with your work was at Phoenix Art Museum during the Phantom Sightings Art After the Chicano Movement exhibition. And I have to say, when I came across your undocumented intervention series, it really was a visceral moment for me, like as a student. And I would just love if you could talk about that. What did it mean for you and for your family and your community?
One day when I was installing, I saw in the newspaper, there is a photograph of a Powerpuff Girl piñata that's been ripped in half. And in the photograph, you would see two human legs of a small kid coming out of the piñata. And so that was my first reference for that series. And the more I read, the more research I did, it turned out to be exactly where I grew up in the Zona Norte in Tijuana. You know, this was a time after 9/11, so it was very different than when I grew up in the border. When we were talking earlier in this interview about the militarization, it was very hard to cross the border now at that time in the early 2000s. And essentially, it was more money to get a coyote to come across. And people were desperate because a lot of people couldn't go back and forth like they had done previously if you're working in the States and reunite with your family and come back. And essentially, they're trying to reunite their families together. And that's why you saw a huge growth in kids being smuggled in a piñata or in various different ways into the United States, because those were the most economical ways of doing that. One Christmas, we're all together in Tijuana, and some of my cousins became drug dealers. Some of them became policemen. My aunt was involved in trafficking, and she would tell me, you know, stories. And I asked her about the piñata and the cars, and basically all this happened, you know, where I grew up in Zona Norte. And essentially, I interviewed some people, and, you know, it would cost $500 to take out a dashboard and place a person inside the dashboard. And so I got to know some people. And that series is all from photographs from the, you know, Border Patrol of failed attempts to cross. And essentially, it's such a harsh reality to be stuck, say, in a car dashboard for 6 hours. And to me, the softest medium in the world is watercolors. You know, watercolors are used to do landscapes, to do something very calming in that sense. So in a way, I wanted to do something to combat that harshness and that reality of what people were going through and just illustrate that in a very simple way. And so that's how that series came about.
That was Julio Morales, executive director of Mocha Tucson, describing undocumented interventions of the exhibition Phantom Sightings.
This has been Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to the full podcast, visit kxci.org.
Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. Music for this podcast was created by Jonathan Rodriguez.